So as I said at the beginning, we're talking about God in our everyday lives and how God meets us just in the day-to-day ordinary stuff of living. And we're going to be looking at Jesus' teaching on prayer. Jesus encourages to pray on a day-to-day basis and to bring him our ordinary everyday needs, but to do this with boldness and with persistence so that we can know God in our boldness. Sue's going to come up and introduce our reading, which is based on Luke 11.
Diana said I could be a bit creative with it, so it's in two parts. Jesus said to his disciples, "Suppose one of you should go to a friend's house at midnight and say, 'Friend, let me borrow 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine who's on a journey has just come to my house and I haven't got anything for him.' And suppose your friend should answer from inside, 'Don't bother me, the door's already locked and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up and give you anything.' Well, what then? I tell you that even if he will not get up and give you the bread because you're his friend, then he will get up because you're not ashamed to keep on asking. And so I say to you, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For all who ask will receive, and those who seek will find. And the door will be opened to anyone who knocks. Would any of you who are fathers give your son a snake when he asks for fish? Or would you give him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? Bad as you are, you know how to give good things to your children. How much more then will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" And now we have the first part, Luke 11, 1-5, which is Jesus' teaching on the Lord's Prayer, although I've taken it from a children's Bible, so it's a bit different. Jesus always spent time with God. Sometimes he got up early and went for a walk in the hills by himself. There he talked to God and listened to God. Jesus spent time praying. Sometimes when he wanted to pray, he stayed in a quiet room, just on his own, with the door closed. Jesus said, "Pray to God just as you talk to a father who really loves you. God will hear your prayers." "But what shall we say in our prayers?" Jesus' friends asked. "A short prayer's fine," Jesus said. "Pray like this: Dear Father God, you are greater than anything in this world. You are everything that is good and right. I want everyone in the world to know how great you are, so that they will treat you as their king and live as you want. Please give us the things we need for living today. Forgive us for the wrong things we've done, as we forgive those, give others who have done wrong things to us. Please keep us safe from anything that makes us want to forget you and anything that stops you, us, from being your friends."
So good morning. My name's Bob Steele. I'm one of the readers here at St Giles. Today's talk is the latest in our series on God in the ordinary, God in our ordinary daily lives. I must admit, when I first read through the title of today's talk, I misread it. I misread it as God in our baldness. And I thought, well, they've got the right person. But no, the title of the talk is God in our boldness. And in the reading, we've heard about the confident boldness that Jesus encourages in his disciples when we're approaching God in prayer. With both the Lord's Prayer at the beginning of the passage and the parable of the persistent neighbour at the end of the passage, both encourage that confident boldness in our approach to God. And I can imagine Jesus telling that parable with a smile on his face, because it's just so everyday and ordinary, but it just speaks about this incredible boldness that he encourages in us as we approach God. So as I was preparing for today's talk, I had a text from my daughter, Jess, and the text said, "What's your favourite Bob Dylan song?" Now, the young people here are going to be saying, "Who's Bob Dylan?" So, young people, you have to ask your parents, or you have to ask your grandparents who Bob Dylan is. Bob Dylan was a famous singer-songwriter. He's still going strong now. But my favourite Bob Dylan song is Knocking on Heaven's Door. It's from the soundtrack of Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid back in the 70s. But I thought that's actually a very good subtitle for today's talk, Knocking on Heaven's Door. We're being encouraged to approach God, knocking on God's door, knowing that he loves us, knowing that he welcomes us, and he wants us to approach him. That is the encouragement that we have through this passage. And the disciples asked Jesus to teach them how to pray. Now, the disciples could have asked Jesus anything. They could have asked him, "Jesus, how do you feed 5,000 people with 2 loaves and fishes?" Or they could have asked him, "How did you raise the widow of Nain's daughter from the dead?" But in the Bible, we've just got one passage that the disciples asked Jesus, and it's asking him, "Teach us how to pray." Because they'd seen Jesus' relationship with the Father, and they wanted that relationship. So they came to Jesus and said, "Jesus, teach us how to pray." So Jesus gave them a prayer. It's a prayer we call the Lord's Prayer, and it's recorded both in Matthew's Gospel and in Luke's Gospel. In the reading we've had today in Luke's Gospel, it's much shorter. But I think Jesus was giving it to us as a framework through which to guide our prayers. You've heard the saying, "Give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish, you feed him for life." I think it's the same way with the Lord's Prayer. Jesus is giving us a toolkit to use that we can use to focus our needs every single day using that framework. So I thought it would be good to unpack the Lord's Prayer just a little bit today. And because my mind sometimes errs towards the literal, I thought, how about literally unpacking the Lord's Prayer? So what I really need is some young people who are really good at pass the parcel. Anybody good at pass? Come on in. We need probably about 6 young people. And Jez very kindly is going to be our music for Pass the Parcel. So if you come round here. Okay, how many have we got? 1, 2, 3. Can we have 3 more young people? Oh dear, somebody's fallen over. Okay, 2 more young people. Here we are. Oh, more the merrier, that's what I say. Okay, does everybody know how to play Pass the Parcel? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
It
is the best game ever. So, when the music plays, we're going to pass the parcel. Can I give it to you to start with? Okay. We're going to pass it that way round, okay? So when the music starts, you start passing it. When the music stops, you take one layer off. There may be something nice inside that you can have, and then we're going to read out what it says, okay? It may be sweets. Okay, Jez. Right. Oh, okay, let's take the first layer off. Yes, it's just sellotape, you just pull it off. Did I do it too well? There you go, don't worry about saving. You can see sweeties inside. Can you really? Ah, oh yes.
I told you that Gummy.
I told you there's
three. It's very exciting, isn't it? Okay, who would like to read out the first word?
Father.
Okay. Father. Now, that's... Hold on to that. We'll put Father on there. So, the first thing Jesus said was Father. Okay? And we start by thinking who we're praying to. God the Father of all people, the creator of all things, of stars and galaxies, ants and elephants, the Father of people we like, Father of people we don't like, people who we disagree with, and people who we agree with. He's the Father of all. Okay, so, Jez. Here we go. You can just give that to me. Okay, right. Open that one. That's it. Rip it off. It doesn't matter. Ah.
Sweeties.
Okay. Who would like to read that bit out? Go on then.
Your kingdom come.
Your kingdom come. I think we've opened two packages there in one go. We've ripped two layers off in one go. So we'll hold this one just for a minute, okay? So your kingdom come. What does it mean? Well, I'll let you, somebody else read this in a minute. No more ripping for the time being. So we do your kingdom come. What does it mean? Well, whole books have been written on what it means for your kingdom to come. The kingdom of God. Now, Tom Wright, who's a very famous theologian, has written a whole book on the kingdom of God. But basically, I think what it means is, what would it look like if God was in control of our lives, of our school, of our town, of our church? What would it look like every day for God to be in control? And that's what we ask for when we say, your kingdom come. Let that be in my life. Okay, now, because we opened two in one go, who would like to read out the previous one? Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Would you like those sweeties then? So, go back one page. Hallowed be your name. The word hallowed comes from the word holy, which comes from the word whole, which means that we're recalling God's nature, what God is like, okay? That he's separate from what he makes, that he is pure, and that he is completely dedicated and committed to goodness. So, there should be something else in there. So, can I give that one to you? Thanks, Jez. Together now. This badge off of me. Okay. I'm not going to sing it, don't worry. Right. Can you take the next layer off? Who hasn't opened a layer yet?
Me.
Go on then, you do it then. Just one layer, that's it. Right. There's the sweeties, that's the important part. Yes. Would you like to read that one out for me? Give us each day our daily bread. As part of our relationship with God, we ask him for the essentials of things that we need. Now, that doesn't mean you can ask God for a new iPhone.
Or sweets.
Or a Ferrari.
Or for sweets.
Oh, for sweets. But things that you need in your everyday life, things like food and a house to live in, and everything else you need for, like, clothes and things. Maybe. Yeah. So they buy food, that's true. Okay, thanks, Jez. Right. Whoop, okay. Has anybody not opened a layer yet? Okay, well, you can have the sweeties out of this one. Okay.
Sweeties!
There we go.
That will not be fair.
Can he? Okay, who can read that one out? That's a big, long one. Okay, go on then. Forgive us our sins.
For we also forgive everyone who sins against us.
Now, this is quite a hard saying, isn't it? It's very difficult because you can't get away from the idea that our forgiveness of other people is dependent, relates to God's forgiveness of us. So that's quite a hard thing, and people much cleverer than I have struggled over that saying. But I think it's important to remember that it's important to forgive, and it's important to say sorry in all of our lives. Okay, so should be one more to come. One more. That's the prize. Who's not opened one yet? Have you all opened one? Okay, that's good. Oh, okay. Let's all have a go at opening that one. Oh, it's in a box. Double sweets. I tell you what, I'll look after those two packets and we can share them out to the young people that didn't get a chance, okay, afterwards. How about that? Who would like to read that bit out? All right, go on then. And lead us not into temptation. Now, many people have thought, you know what, that's not the world's greatest translation. It implies that God is leading us to be tempted. But it doesn't mean that at all. God does not tempt us. We're tempted by things inside us and other things that come to us from outside. Maybe a better translation would be, God, can you protect us and give us the strength not to do what we know is wrong? And that's the end of the Lord's Prayer in Luke. So can we give them all a round of applause? You have no sweets. We'll sort you out afterwards, okay? Okay, you can go and sit down with your family now. We'll clear this up later. So, that's the end of the Lord's Prayer in Luke. Now, the church over the years has added a little extra end bit on. So we say, for yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory. But that's not in the original reading. That's something we use as a kind of a summing up of the Lord's Prayer. And now Alison's going to come up and lead us to put this all into practice.
So we're going to use a song to pray today. It's a song that we learned, well, Jez played right at the beginning of the service. And it's got a little refrain that goes like this. You can bring me anything. You can bring me everything. Just bring it all to me. So the girls are just going to show us some actions.